The main streets of Lahore were flooded with locals who took to the streets to mark the International Goods Day. A big rally was held in front of the Punjab Assembly by the largest Shia organization in Pakistan, Majlis Wahdatul Muslimin, an Imamiyah student organization, in order to express Pakistan's anger against Israel by carrying banners, chanting anti-Israel and anti-US slogans, and crushing US and Israel flags under demonstrators' footsteps. Demonstrators said that time has come for all Muslim world to join hands and stand strong against the foe.
Well, today we gather here where we have to show our solidarity with our Palestinian Muslim brothers. And I think that Islamic awakening is already there, as our great leader Imam Khamenei has already said that. And inshallah, it will take no time that the Islamic Ummah will unite and inshallah stand together with their hands in their in each other's hands and stand unite to confront all the cruel powers of the world, especially the Istikbari Alami.
Women also took part in the rally. They slammed the Pakistani government for taking dictations from the West and urged them to move forward in support with the people of Palestine.
How can we expect any respite from these leaders who let their own people die on orders of the West and the evil? They need to stop taking dictations from them. Muslims need to unite with the people of Gaza. They are being slaughtered and need the support of the Muslim countries.
The march showed complete support of Muslims in Pakistan with the people of Palestine. They vowed to continue putting pressure on the government to take a strong stand on the matter immediately.
Pakistan has marked International Quds Day as a day of solidarity with their Palestinian brothers and sisters. They have called on the Muslim world to end its silence and raise its voice against Israel. Hamza Amir, Press TV, Lahore.